The radio station is WTBQ. The show is Perfect Albums, and the host will be yours truly. I'm Dave Edwards. Each week at this time, we highlight a classic vinyl record, an album that plays great from beginning to end. And if there's a little time left over, I try to play some other cool stuff from the same artists, who tonight happen to be Simon and Garfunkel with their masterpiece, Bookends. This was their fourth studio album, released back in April of 1968 on the Columbia label. So let's get things underway now with side one of this momentous record and the Bookends theme, only on WTBQ.
America. with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. Why don't we stop fooling ourselves? The game is over, over, over. No good times, no bad times. There's no times at all, just the New York Times. Sitting on the windowsill, the flowers. We might as well be apart. It hardly matters, we sleep separately. And drop a smile passing in the hall. But there's no laughs left, 'cause we're laughed them all. Laugh them all in a very short time.
It's tapping on my forehead, hanging from my mirror, rattling the teacups, and I
delay. We're just a habit like saccharin, and I'm habitually feeling kind of blue. But each time I try on the thought of leaving you, I stop and think it over.
Overs from the LP Bookends by Simon and Garfunkel, right here on 93.5 WTBQ. And counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike was, of course, America. Featuring some session guys from the Wrecking Crew out in California, it just doesn't get better than that, even after all these years. And before that, we heard Save the Life of My Child, all from their classic LP back in 1968, Bookends. Well, Art Garfunkel brought a tape recorder into a senior citizens center, as we call them these days. But on the record, it was simply called Voices of Old People. And then as their study of life continues, after that, we'll hear Old Friends, only on WTBQ.
I got little in this world. I'd give honestly, without regret, $100 for that picture. I remember taking a picture with...
Oh! Well, I'm going to show you her picture. This was me and my husband when we were first married. I've done one side left room for my husband, but
and that's
this is not the case. I still do it. I still lay on the half of the bed. He used to sneak in, though.
I still haven't seen the doctor. I was even spitting blood for the last 48 hours, and I can't get up the mucus for the last 2-3 months. Oh, yes. And I maintain strongly to this minute. I don't think it's an ordinary cold.
God forgive me, but an old person without money is pathetic.
Children and mothers, that's the way we have it. Mother, there is mother, darling.
Does mother do
that
do mother?
Is mother's life to live for your child. My dear.
I couldn't get younger. I have to be an old man. That's all. Well.
Are you happy here, honey? Are you happy so living with us?
Daytime I walk with little and.
With Mr. Singer? Are you happy living with us here?
But we don't do that, dear.
But are you happy?
If you mean, if you say, you could say, yes, and I saw, and I was so happy, and everybody, what is this? What is it? It's just as beautiful, like just a room, your own room, and your own home.
On their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same.
Thank you.
was, and what a time it was, it was. A time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you.
And so ends side one of this timeless classic by Simon and Garfunkel on WTBQ, Bookends, released on Columbia Records in 1968. Well, after the break, side two begins with a song that hit number 23 in 1967, and that's all coming up next.
Are you worried about your finances during retirement? Are you struggling to make your monthly payment? If you are 62 years or older, own a home, and need extra money, please listen carefully to this important announcement. You may be eligible for a government-insured reverse mortgage that turns your home equity into tax-free cash. There's no credit check or income requirement. Best of all, you still own your home and have no more monthly mortgage payment except for taxes and insurance. You can use the money for healthcare expenses, home improvements, and for your retirement. Get the facts about reverse mortgages. Call 1-800-297-8107. Call today to find out how much you may qualify for by using our free calculator. Reverse Helpline is not a lender or broker, but an independent free service for homeowners 62 and over. There's nothing to buy, and the call is free. 1-800-297-8107. Call today to find out how much you may qualify for. 1-800-297-8107.
She goes, she's gone. If she stays, she stays here. The girl does what she wants to do. She knows what she wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it. Such a dubious soul, and a walk in the garden wears me down. Tangled in the fallen vines, picking up the punchlines, I've just been faking it, not really making it. Is there any danger? No, no, not really. Just lean on me. Take a time to treat your friendly neighbors honestly. I've just been faking it, not really making it. Faking it, I still haven't shaken it. Prior to this lifetime, I surely was a tailor. Look at me.
Have you had a busy day?
I own the tailor's face and hands. I am the tailor's face and hands. I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it. This feeling of faking it, I still haven't shaking it. I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it.
Taking It on WTBQ.com. The next tune on Side 2 of Bookends is Punky's Dilemma.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my boat, taking movies, relaxed in a wine, living in style, talking to a raisin who occasionally plays L.A. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, got to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer poison very more than any ordinary jam. I'm a Citizens for Boys and very jam fan. Best wishes, Martin. Old Roger drive cars, you leave 'em by the basement door. Everybody knows when he's tiptoeing down that floor.
From the movie The Graduate, here's the most popular song from the Bookends LP, hitting number one on the charts in 1968. Of course, it's Mrs. Robinson.
Debate. Laugh about it, shout about it. with your booze. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
Yes, you'll have to come and see at the zoo.
Simon and Garfunkel's Bookends LP concluded with At the Zoo. And before that, we heard A Hazy Shade of Winter. All here on your station playing the best music, WTBQ. Well, still ahead, lots more great songs from Simon and Garfunkel, including a number one hit from 1965. But up next, an obscure B-side to the 45 Faking It, a song you're not going to hear anywhere else, so keep it on the queue.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-970-5140. That's 1-800-970-5140. 1-800-970-5140.
You don't know that you love me. You don't know what I know that you do. You may think you're above me, yeah. What you think isn't always true. Don't try to debate me. You should know that I'm womanly wise. Still you try to manipulate me. You don't know where your interest lies. No, you don't know where your interest lies.
You don't begin to comprehend.
You're just a game that I like to play. You may think that we're friends, all right, but I won't let friendship get in my way. No, I won't let friendship get in my way.
Indications indicate running the same riff will turn you around. Obviously, you're going to blow it, but you don't know it.
You don't know that you love me. You don't know, but I know that you do. You may think you're above me, yeah. What you think isn't always true. And you don't know where your
you
interest
don't know
lies.
Where your
you
interest
don't know
lies.
Where your
you
interest
don't
lies.
Know where your
you
interest
don't know
lies.
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence.
and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. And echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering of silence.
From 1965, The Sounds of Silence, a number one hit from Simon and Garfunkel, who's our featured artist today on this edition of Perfect Albums on WTBQ. And before that, we heard You Don't Know Where Your Interest Lies, which was the B-side to the single Faking It. Well, at that time, it was not part of any of their albums. It has been since released on a couple of CD compilations, though. Well, today we still have some extra time for a few more classics from this duo from Kew Gardens in New York City. How about a number 5 hit from 1966 on TBQ?
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Three.
down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. La-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and doo-doo, feelin' groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feelin' groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. I left my home and my family. I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By-la-la-la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. And I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. La 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 la
We started with Homeward Bound, followed by the 59th Street Bridge Song, also known as Feeling Groovy. And of course, The Boxer, which reached number 7 on Billboard for Simon & Garfunkel in 1969. All right here on WTBQ, 93.5 FM and 1110 AM. Oh, and online too, at WTBQ.com. Well, there's just enough time left for one of their biggest hits, but straight ahead, a guy by the name of Richard Corey. I'm Dave Edwards, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom900.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom900.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom900.com. Freedom900.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He really gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
Here's a personal favorite of mine on WTBQ. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested plum, without no seam or needle. She'll be a true love of mine.
Sleeps on the wing of a cloudy and calm.
Tell her to find me an acre of land,
a sprinkling of leaves,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and blossoms that are good summer and tears between the salt water.
She strands and polishes a gun.
And she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle bill of
blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill. And
I will lay me down.
sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Well, that's our show for this week. I'm Dave Edwards, and we'll see you next time right here on WTBQ.